Nominations for the Academy Awards were announced in Los Angeles this morning. Oscar pundits and moviegoers alike now know who's in and who's out. Our own Oscar watcher, Kenneth Turan, is on the line from Park City, Utah, where he's attending the Sundance Film Festival. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Renee.
So turning to the Oscars, let's start with the most coveted award. That would be Best Picture. Which films were nominated?
Well, the films this time were Babel, The Departed, Letters from Iwo Jima, Little Miss Sunshine, and The Queen.
And we have a clip of The Queen. Helen Mirren was the star. Let's play that for a sec.
I doubt there is anyone who knows the British people more than I do, Mr. Blair, nor who has greater faith in their wisdom and judgment. And it is my belief that they will any moment reject this mood, which is being stirred up by the press, in favor of a period of restrained grief and sober private mourning.
Helen Mirren in The Queen. Of those films, any favorites?
Well, you know, with that thing, though, the real surprise is that Dreamgirls is missing in the Best Picture category. And, you know, that kind of makes us really more of a wide-open race. So I don't know, you know, at this point, it's just too hard to say who's going to win.
Well, one thing that wasn't surprising is that Helen Mirren in The Queen was up for Best Actress, Forest Whitaker in The Last King of Scotland, Best Actor. What about the rest of the acting field? How did that shape up?
It was pretty much as expected with one little blip. Leonardo DiCaprio was nominated, but he was nominated for Blood Diamond, not The Departed. Otherwise, you have Ryan Gosling for Half Nelson, which was probably the independent film performance of the year, Peter O'Toole in Venus, Will Smith for The Pursuit of Happiness, and obviously Forest Whitaker. And actress as well was really, actress was every single thing that everyone expected. It was Penelope Cruz, Volver, Judi Dench in Notes from a Scandal, Helen Mirren, as we said, Kate Winslet in The Little Children, and of course there's Meryl Streep in The Devil Wears Prada, where she plays kind of iron-fisted editor of a big fashion magazine based, everyone knows, on Vogue.
And the magazine called Runway. We have a clip here. She's talking to her newest assistant.
So you don't read Runway?
No.
And before today, you had never heard of me?
No.
And you have no style or sense of fashion?
Well, I think that depends on what you're...
No, no. That wasn't a question.
And again, Meryl Streep in The Devil Wears Prada. And Ken, turning now to Best Director nominees, Martin Scorsese, yet again nominated for Best Director for The Departed. He hasn't won that honor yet, though.
Well, I think, you know, just like the Indianapolis Colts broke a curse a couple of days ago, I think he's going to break the Best Director curse. I mean, everyone seems to feel that this is his year to win.
So what is the most interesting category to watch this year, I guess, that we haven't spoken of?
Well, I think the most interesting category is Best Picture, even though we've mentioned it. I think I want to go back to it because the fact that there's no clear favorite, the fact that the kind of middle favorite, Dreamgirls, he's got neither a Best Picture nor a Best Director nomination, makes that film, that field, rather wide open. The other category that I'm fascinated by is the foreign language category, where there are five very strong films. The films are so strong that Volver, Pedro Almodovar's film, which many people thought would win, didn't even get nominated, wasn't even in the top five.
Ken, thanks very much. We'll, of course, know all on February 25th. That's when the Academy Awards are held in Los Angeles. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Renee.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. We are dreaming.